Rai Argentina to the World presents The History of Argentine Rock. Today we introduce Fabiana Cantilo. The singer we are introducing today as part of our regular cycle on the history of Argentine rock is Fabiana Cantilo, mainly known as an interpreter, not much of a songwriter, but her voice, and that is the important thing to underline, has been on several of the most important rock recordings of the last 4 decades, especially in the 1980s and 1990s. She has been a solo artist, but also has been the lead vocalist or the backup singer in some important bands or backing up important artists, namely Charly García or Los Twist, just to mention a few. She's also been a solo artist with songs written by the likes of Fito Páez, with whom they were a couple for some time. And well, she had a number of hits in the early 1990s with her album Mi Enfermedad, My Disease, that was inspired or named after a song by Andrés Calamaro that she also performed. Her solo career began in 1984 after being part of several groups, including one that is practically unknown today called the Ring Club. But that Ring Club included several young artists, or they were young back then, who would go on and become important figures of the Argentine rock scene. Andrés Calamaro, we mentioned already, but also Miguel Zabaleta and Cachorro López. She was also, as I said, the backup singer of Charly García and Fito Páez's solo bands. And in fact, it was Charly García who produced Fabiana Cantilo's first solo album, Detectives, released in 1985. Then Cantilo joined another group called Los Perros, the Dogs, with Gabriel Carambula, and she recorded an album with them. Well, that's enough for words and introduction. This is a feature about music, and today's the music of Fabiana Cantilo. Let's listen to her voice with a rendition of Canción de Alicia en el País, a song of Serú Girán.
Señoría, el rey es paz. que hay detrás de aquel espejo no tendrás poder. Ni abogados, ni testigos. Enciende los candiles que los brujos piensan en volver a nublarnos. Tierra de todos, en la mía. Sobre el pasado y sobre el futuro, ruina sobre ruina. Querida Alicia,
was Fabiana Cantilo with Song of Alice in Wonderland, a classic song released originally by Ceru Girán that she covered a couple of years ago. We are introducing her today as part of our regular cycle on the history of Argentine rock, Fabiana Cantilo, whose latest album for Warner, What Are You Laughing About? What Are You Laughing At? Goes almost unnoticed. According to the artist camp, because of little support from the label. In December 2002, Fabiana releases Celeste Information, or Light Blue Information, with 11 songs, including some covers as well. As I said at the beginning, she's not much of a writer, and most of the songs that made her famous were written by others, by songwriters, especially working for her or writing for her, or basically covering other songs, covering songs. As part of this trend of covering songs, she released a tribute to Argentine rock, in which she recorded loads of very classic songs of Argentina, by Bersuit Bergarabat, Ceru Girán, and many others. Let us listen now to another of her songs, A Truce.
Sé que te bien. Por culpa del fin, conecté los cables correctos y apareciste.
Una tregua, a truce.